when you've been working with wood as long as I have, I have begun to appreciate the character flaws, to see the irregularity as something that has its own reason to be there, and then to use it in a way which enhances the flame grain creeping up the side of the flute. And it's like the life, for example, where you've got, oh, it's a defect, I want a perfect flute, or a perfect life, and everything's got to be lined up, one soldier following another. Or you fall in love with those aspects of yourself which are less than perfect, because they are an expression of what this creation is. And it's just another story in the life of a flute maker.